I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 26th. A Quincy man accused of setting a raccoon on fire pleaded guilty to animal cruelty charges in Norfolk Superior Court on Monday. 64-year-old Andrew Chu was sentenced to 6 months in jail, followed by 2 years probation after pleading guilty. Officers responding to a report of a person attempting to set fire to a raccoon on Royal Street in Wollaston on December 30th of 2023 were greeted by two arguing neighbors and found a live raccoon suffering from apparent burn injuries in a trap cage. Investigators say video shows the defendant stoking a fire in a can with newspapers and repeatedly placing a trapped raccoon on top of that fire. The raccoon suffered severe burns and succumbed to her injuries about 2 weeks later. Katrina Bergman, president of the New England Wildlife Centers in Weymouth, said Chu committed a heinous crime that led to a raccoon's tremendous suffering. She said District Attorney Mike Morrissey and his committed and talented staff sent a large message that people who harm animals will be held accountable. Chu is prohibited from possessing any animals while he's on probation. Quincy School Committeeman Doug Guttrow will not seek re-election this year. Guttrow has announced he will not seek another 4-year term during this fall's city elections. Guttrow has served on the school committee since 2018 and previously served as Ward 5 city councilor from 2002 to 2012 and was a councilor at large from 2012 to 2016. Guttrow says after 22 years in elective office, it's time to pass the baton to the next generation of leaders. Guttrow currently works at the State Department of Environmental Protection and previously worked for the EPA. He's been an adjunct professor at Suffolk University for more than 20 years. School committee members Tina Cahill and Emily Lebo are also up for re-election this year and have not yet announced if they'll be seeking re-election. Tom Leung and Kai Lee have both announced their intentions to run for school committee this year. It's going to be all about traffic and parking at a town hall-type meeting in Quincy tonight. City Council President Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane and Ward 4 Councilor James Devine are co-hosting the meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Bernazani Elementary School on Furnacebrook Parkway. Officials from the city's TPAL, Traffic, Parking, Alarm, and Lighting Department, will be available to address concerns and answer questions. Tonight's meeting was organized after issues of traffic, speeding, cut-through traffic, parking, and pedestrian safety were raised during a recent meeting about a proposed new apartment development on Willard Street. The public will be welcome to ask questions at tonight's meeting. With the start of Karen Reed's second trial rapidly approaching, the judge overseeing the case issued several decisions yesterday, including a denial of the latest motion to dismiss the case, and heard attorneys debate admissibility of a key defense strategy. Several more decisions are expected before the start of jury selection on April 1st. In court yesterday, Reed's defense team laid out its most extensive explanation to date of why it thinks three other people are responsible for John O'Keefe's death. During the hearing, largely focused on the defense's plan to use a third-party culprit defense. Reed's defense accused Brian Albert of being a bully, Colin Albert of having a beef with O'Keefe over beer cans, and Brian Higgins of being jilted after Reed broke off their flirtatious texts. Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan argued the defense has failed to meet its burden to prove animosity, motive, or opportunity among any of the three potential third-party culprits, each of whom was at the property where O'Keefe was found or may have been there. The judge, Beverly Cannone, did not immediately decide the issue. Cannone did throw out the prosecution's request to see phone messages between Reed and one of her attorneys. Later, Cannone issued several orders denying Reed's latest motion to dismiss based on allegations of extraordinary government misconduct, noting that Reed's constitutional rights will be protected in the upcoming trial. Her second trial is scheduled to begin with jury selection on April 1st. A new monitoring program in the Bay State will collect near real-time information about the presence of endangered North Atlantic right whales off the coast. Earlier this year, researchers deployed two buoys off the coast of Cape Ann and Cape Cod Bay. The acoustic monitoring system developed by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution will listen for, detect, classify, and report vocalizations of large whales in near real time, with data transmitted to shore every 2 hours. Acoustic analysts will then review the data to confirm detections and verify the species. The critical data will help state officials better understand right whale presence, inform dynamic management of seasonal fishing closures and speed restrictions, and support future conservation measures. The program is a partnership between the state's Division of Marine Fisheries and the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. The buoys are also part of a larger real-time monitoring network along the East Coast. Data from the moored buoys is publicly available at robotsforwhales.com. The program also includes archival passive acoustic monitoring, as well as expanded aerial surveillance efforts in partnership with the Center for Coastal Studies. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 4 points. The NASDAQ is up 83. And the S&P added 9. Asian stocks also advanced after a quiet session on Wall Street as buying slowed after a broad rally the day before, fueled by hopes that President Trump's tariffs may not be as sweeping as earlier feared. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil is $69 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins are in Anaheim against the Mighty Ducks at 10 o'clock, and the Celtics are in Phoenix against the Suns at 10 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees. For tonight, clearing at a low 31. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 49. Friday, cloudy at a high 53. Looks like showers around on Saturday with a high 44. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots. High tide, 9:24 a.m. Sunrise, 6:36, sets at 7:03. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at noon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, March 26th.